Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva, they've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and High Cotton. All from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program and all now priced at $9.50 a bushel. Give them a call, 580-748-0901. 580-748-0901. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, the overall U.S. farm economy is in very bad shape, and the long-term viability in the ag sector is in danger. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says costs have skyrocketed while commodity prices have dropped sharply.
Cost pressures from labor, regulatory compliance, fertilizer, and energy have eroded margins for farmers, while their crop receipts have also fallen steeply since 2022. Since 2022, U.S. ag has also experienced a trade deficit, and persistent non-tariff trade barriers have added to the volatility.
Both beginning and veteran farmers are having to make some tough choices to survive. Farm Bureau sent a letter to Congress and the White House asking for immediate assistance.
In the short term, we urge leaders to authorize bridge payments for farmers before the end of 2025. These payments must be robust enough to address sector-wide gaps as the federal government continues to work to recalibrate trade strategies, stabilize prices, and strengthen key market relationships.
Glenn said it's vital that Congress and the administration move quickly to help U.S. farmers and ranchers.
It is extremely important that the administration and Congress move quickly to authorize bridge payments for farmers before the end of 2025, really to keep farmers afloat, and that we need swift and decisive action taken on policy solutions to increase market access and opportunities for farmers.
To read the letters, you can go to fb.org and click on the news section, or you can read the letter at oklahomafarmreport.com. Well, the Trump administration won't be moving forward on financial assistance for producers struggling with high cost and low commodity prices until the government shutdown ends. Successful Farming said that comes directly from Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. On September the 28th, the administration transferred $13 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation account to fund the aid package. However, it hasn't announced the terms or the exact size of the package. Rollins said the government needs to be reopened so they can move forward on the assistance. Once we do that, we'll be able to move out a significant program to help our farmers, Rollins said. The secretary and President Trump blamed the sluggish farm economy on former President Joe Biden's inaction. Trump recently told reporters that he would address China's lack of soybean purchases when he meets China's president later this month during a meeting of the regional leaders in South Korea. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle market, risk protection, one of the most important things we could be talking about. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
There's really no reason why not to take advantage of this. You don't pay the premium until the month after the expiration of your contract. You can go to bed at night knowing I have my cattle locked in. You can walk into your banker to say, I insured my cattle. I know I'm protected to move on to that next year to keep those cattle insured.
For more information, visit farmdataservices.com. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.